All right, welcome to another episode of Greg's Guide to New Music. I am the host of this podcast. My name is Greg, and welcome to the podcast. Just a quick rundown of what this podcast is, if this is your first time checking it out. I'm presenting bands and musicians to you, the listeners out there. If you enjoy anything that I do play on this podcast, I do encourage you to please go help support these artists, these bands, musicians. You know, especially at this time, because, you know, with the COVID and everything, they can't exactly get out there and tour because that's actually where they make more of their money, is by touring. So there's various ways in which you can support them. Of course, one of them is by purchasing their music. So that's always a great way to support them. If you have the means, definitely purchase some band merch from them. That's a great way to support them as well as get the word out about them by wearing their T-shirts and everything. So that, you know, like I said, that's another great way to support them. Another great way, which, of course, at this moment, you can't really do it because concerts just aren't really happening during the COVID. So, unfortunately, you can't go to see them live, at least not at the moment. But I know some bands are doing some live concerts and stuff where I think if you... I know some will do stuff on stuff like Stage It, to where you can actually, you know, pay them a little bit of money to be able to watch them do a live set. So that's a great way to support them as well. See, I can't talk right now. And then if you can't do any of those things, I know money's tight, especially for a lot of you. So one way to support them is to even just let other people know about them. So if you end up liking one of these bands or artists, and you know somebody who would like them, you know, let them know about these bands, because that way they can kind of take it from there. And if they want to support them, they can. So yeah, there you go. All right, let's get into this episode here. I'm already starting to talk way too much. So starting off the episode, that is a hard rock band out of Los Angeles, California. They are called Earshot. That is their latest single, Uninvited, and it's a great song to start off an episode. So if you enjoyed that out there, please do check out more from them. You can find them at earshotband.com. Go like them on Facebook, facebook.com/earshotband. So yeah, go check out more of their stuff. They're pretty awesome. So of course, everything that I play on here is awesome, at least according to myself. So and, you know, even if you don't like everything that I play on this podcast, if I can at least get you to enjoy one song, then I have done my job. So just a little bit of house cleaning to get out of the way before we get too much further here, is I will be posting all the information that I'm giving out on this episode on my social media sites. So go follow me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Greggs. That's G-R-E-G-G-S guide. On Instagram, I'm at Greggs Guide. And on Twitter, I'm at Greggs_guide. So go follow me, and it'll make it a lot easier to find that information stuff. So, all right. Now, next up is a band that I've featured on here many times before because I just love this band. And they're one of those bands that sadly had, you know, pretty much been forgotten by radio because, well, let's face it, radio sucks. Because they tend to forget about bands and stuff. And, so that's why you tune into, like, Greg's Guide to New Music and other things that are way better than radio. So, anyway, the band that I've got coming up here, they're an alternative rock band from Houston, Texas. They are called Blue October. They are actually one of my favorite bands. So, of course, anytime they get something new, I want to support them, and I want to get that out there so people got a chance to hear it. So they've got a new single out called The Weatherman, and, you know, it's a great song. I do have to put a language advisory on this new single of theirs because it does have, I think it's only like maybe one swear in it, but you know, I just want to warn people ahead of time because I know there's those of you who don't really care for the swears in the songs, or if you maybe you have your kids around while you're listening or whatever. So anyway, just be warned there is a swear in the song. So here is Blue October with their new single, The Weatherman.
We don't touch anymore. Remember the way that we did before. You could say we were just kids before we had our own, started building a home. But the fact is, we don't touch anymore. We forgot how to communicate. Sometimes I watch you fall, and I just walk away. What is that bullshit? Why do I do that? Why can't this dark cloud go away? We don't talk anymore. It's been here for years. Maybe, just maybe, this time you'll be right. Before the pictures are gone, you're right, I'm wrong. Before you leave us behind, and this is wrong, 'cause we're right. Left in the parking lot. I sit here choking on words I should have never thought. I know I just tore you down, and my words will come back around. Just like that, just like that honeymoon I promised you, but you never got. Yeah, this is our year. Baby, I'm ready to believe that he's right.
There's many reasons why I love that band, but I think one of the reasons is that, you know, their songs do tend to speak to me. So I will never unlove Blue October unless they did something really, really stupid. But I kind of doubt it, because that Justin Furstenfeld, that man is he's like an inspiration to me as far as just being a human being and, you know, writing what he feels and everything, and you know, also overcoming a lot of things. So definitely check out more from Blue October. You can find them at blueoctober.com. Go like them on Facebook, facebook.com/blueoctober. So check them out. Okay, now next up is a pop punk band out of Brisbane, Australia. They are called Tragic Me. This is off of their album, Young Hearts, and the song is called Way Back Then. So here we go.
Should I stay? Should I go? Call you up or take it slow? Never crossed my mind that we were out of time. The weeks go by and still I'm writing songs about you. Sweet like caramel, hard as it could have felt. Too late, couldn't tell. No more, my walls are breaking. Just friends, what was I thinking? Not to say I've fallen out of love, but I'm falling out from you. I picture them behind the door as they close, fall to the floor. Time you've made your peace, still making mine, so let me go. 'Cause
All right, that was Tragic Me right there. If you enjoyed that one, please do check out more from them. Now, the link that I've got here for them, it's a they've got these fan links, which will kind of link you to all of their different ways of being able to find their music. So it'll have like their Spotify address, a lot of times like their iTunes and Amazon and stuff. So that you can just link to it that way. So the full link here, it's fanlink.to/betterdaystragicme. So like I said, follow me on social media. It'll be so much easier just to click on it from there. Go like them on Facebook, facebook.com/tragicmeau. So check them out. Okay, now next up, we've got another pop punk band out of Oakville, Ontario, Canada. Now they are called Weigh the Anchor. This is off of their album Different Ways, and the song is called Tidal Waves. So here we go. Okay, that was Weigh the Anchor right there. If you enjoyed that one, please do check out more from them. You can find them at weightheanchor.com. Go like them on Facebook, facebook.com/weightheanchor. So check them out. All right. Now, next up, we've got a rock band out of Tampere, Finland. Well, it's Finland. I mean, that one I know for sure. I don't know why I stuttered on that one. But the Tampere, T-A-M-P-E-R-E, I don't know how it's said because I don't really know much Finnish, if any at all. Anyway, the band is called Vagabond Hearts. So this is one of their latest singles. It's called Mirror Images. And I do have to put a language advisory on this song as well. So just be aware, there are swears in it. So here is Vagabond Hearts with Mirror Images.
If I'm not you, but you are me, then who am I supposed to be? You are me, what do you see? Do you see you or do you see me? If I'm not you, but you are me. If you are me, what do you see? Then who am I supposed to be?
That was Vagabond Hearts right there. If you enjoyed that, please do check out more from them. Now, I wasn't able to find a website or anything for them, but you can find their music up on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, your digital sources pretty much. Go like them on Facebook, facebook.com/vagabondhearts.band. So check them out. It's good stuff, of course. I'm going to say that because I love everything that I pick. So, all right. Now, next up, we've got an alternative rock band out of East Anglia, England. So they are called Dead Reynolds. And this is off of their album Frontier. And the song is called Lines. So here we go.
Give back everything.
All right, that was Dead Reynolds right there. If you enjoyed that, please do check out more from them. You can find them at deadreynolds.com. Go like them on Facebook, facebook.com/deadreynolds. So check them out. And it was kind of funny because every time I would try to look up their information and I would put Dead Reynolds, of course, it would always pull up in the search results Deadpool because it's Ryan Reynolds in it. So yeah, that was fun. Let me tell you. All right, well, let's get moving on here. So next up, we've got a punk rock band out of Dallas, Texas. They are called Fat by the Gallon. This is off of their album Jackasses on Pleasure Island, and the song is called Hated Me. So here we go. Okay, that was Fat by the Gallon right there. If you enjoyed that, please do check out more from them. You can find them at fatbythegallon.bandcamp.com. Go like them on Facebook, facebook.com/fatbythegallon. So check them out. Okay, next up, we've got a rock band from New York. They are called Headlines. This is off of their album MMXVII, which... I would try to do that calculation in my head, what that is in Roman numerals, but I really don't want to because I'm terrible with the Roman numerals. So anyway, they've got a great song on that called Teething. So here we go. We'll be right back. right, that was Headlines right there. If you enjoyed that one, please do check out more from them. They've got a Bandcamp page, so it's headlinesbandnyc.bandcamp.com. And I wasn't quite able to find a Facebook page for the band, so I can't help you out there. But of course, with any of these bands, I'm pretty sure that they all probably have Twitter handles, so you can always look them up on Twitter. I don't give out the Twitter handles anymore because I'm not a fan of Twitter. So anyway, all right, now let's get moving on to my cover of the week, because it's one of my favorite things I do on these episodes. I love covers. So this week's cover of the week comes from a rock musician. His name is Anthony Vincent. He's out of Port Chester, New York. Now he goes by the handle 10 Second Songs because he actually got pretty internet famous for doing these 10 Second Songs, where he'll take a song by a popular artist and he'll do it in 10 second increments, where it'll be a different style every 10 seconds of that song. So you can hear like a song that it'll be done in jazz, then it'll be done in rock, then it'll be done in metal, then it'll be done in ska, or whatever else, what other genres he decides to do with these. So he's a pretty creative fellow. But now the one that I chose, though, it's not going to be one of those 10 second increment songs where he flips styles. So what he did is he took a very, like one of the all time great songs, Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. So what he's done is he's done the entire song in the style of another band. So now the song is going to be called Bohemian Rhapsody of a Down. So he basically does Bohemian Rhapsody in the style of System of a Down. And at first I was a little bit worried about it because I'm like, ooh, I don't know if that's going to work. But to me, it works so well. Like, it's so interesting to hear it in this different style. And I know that there's purists out there that may not like this version of it. But me, I personally love it. So hopefully other people will enjoy it as much as I do. But either way, I want this to get heard by the people out there. So here is 10 Second Songs with Bohemian Rhapsody of a Down. So here we go.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Didn't need to make you cry. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family.
Here in his life, from his monstrosity.
La, 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 la.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah.
No, we will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let him go.
Bismillah.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
We will not let you go.
Let me go.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go.
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me, for me.
Ow! Ow!
So you think you just don't miss me?
That one's such a great cover. I love that one so much. It gets me amped up, and I listen to that one quite a bit because it's so good. So yeah, that was 10 second songs right there, everybody. Now, there's not a particular website out there to where you can go purchase the music, but you can go find more of his stuff up on youtube.com/10secondsongs. And then, of course, you can purchase his music on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play. So definitely go check out more from him. Go like him on Facebook, facebook.com/10secondsongs. So there you go. Check him out. Good, wonderful stuff. So, all right, now we are about ready to get into the last segment of this episode, but I do want to let everybody out there know that Greg's Guide does have a Patreon page. That's a way that you can help support Greg's Guide to New Music if you care to do so. And, you know, take care of yourselves and your families first. And then if you want to, you can, you know, contribute, or I don't know what the proper word is for it, but you can become a patron if you care to. So, and I do want to thank some patrons out there. I want to thank Christopher and Tessa Waya, Summer and Brian Thatcher, Andy and Aaron Oliverson, Becky Starr, Carl Parkinson, Tim Conyers, Angela Hammond, Josher Hansen, and the boys from the Radio Ronin podcast. That's Jimmy Chunga, Chandler Smith, Spencer Myers, and Mr. Double Dipper Josher Hansen. He's kind of double dipping in a way. So thank you all so much for your continued support. I really do appreciate all of you, and I love you all. So, yeah. So, and then also go check out all the wonderful stuff we have up on RadioRona.com. That's where you find Greg's Guide to New Music, as well as many other great podcasts like Radio Ronin, The Spirit of 38, The Supernatural Hour, Infendo Radio, The Matt Cave, Snooty and Slackjaw, New Day Podcast, and Addict to Athlete. And I think there's one more that's been added to the roster. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. So sorry, other podcast, for not giving your plug out quite yet. So I'll have to find out what it is and at least get it on the next episode, hopefully. So yeah, so check all that stuff out, RadioRona.com. So, oh, and I don't know if I said it, you know, when I said the Patreon, it's patreon.com/Greg's Guide to New Music. So there you go. All right, now let's get into the last segment here. This is a segment that I do called Groove Gumbo. Thanks again, Steve Omni, for the suggestion of that name. You're an awesome dude, Steve. So much love out there to that man. Now, he suggested this name to me, and I love it. And this is a segment that I do because I deal with depression and anxiety. So these are songs that help me out personally. So what I'm hoping is that they will help you, the listeners out there, if you're going through anything, if you've got depression, anxiety, whatever it is, or if you even just need a good pick-me-up kind of song. So that's why I do this segment. So, of course, this week's segment comes from an alternative rock band out of Huntington Beach, California. Now, they're a name that many of you are going to be familiar with. They are the Aquabats. So they've got a brand new single out called Karate Body, and I love it. It's so much fun. I mean, if you ever need to figure out that one of their influences was the band Devo, this song will definitely let you know that that was one of their influences. So the Aquabats and Karate Body. So I'm going to give you all their information now because we're going to play the episode out on the song. So if you want to find more from the Aquabats, you can find them at theaquabats.com. Go like them on Facebook, facebook.com/theaquabats. So there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for checking this podcast out and for supporting music. I love you all. We'll do this again soon. Until then, here is the Aquabats with Karate Body. So here we go.
The man we captured has escaped.
Too much. I get my reps in, 'cause I'm a lethal weapon.
Whoa, 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 yeah.
Understand, I'm the man with these big fat power hands.
Tiger claw bats.
Crush them all, big or tall, make them crawl. I'm Fantastic Man.
Double jump front kick.
Karate body.
Certain I can beat you.
Watch out now. Things about to get real.
Oh boy.
I've got a plan which includes a knuckle sandwich.
Whoa, 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 yeah.
I throw a chop, then I block, counter stop. You start to cry. Take a look, now you're cooked. Have a taste of my thunderfoot.
Thunderfoot.
People respect you.